Hey everybody. Today, I'm mad. Usually when I prepare for these segments, I'll plan and research a topic and gather some case studies to share. I'll write some talking points and record a video and capture audio at the same time and turn that into a blog which lives on my website or gets shared out in social media. That process is indeed a process, and it takes time, usually deciding what to cover, what to write. I sleep on it, I add edits, but not today. Today, I'm mad. Today, I want to talk about bait and switch. I had something happen to me today that was not right. It was a waste of my time. It was deceitful. It was deliberately misleading. And after it happened, I knew that it was something that I will never do to you. It all began with my dishwasher. Bear with me, please. There's a delay option on my control panel of my dishwasher that allows you to set the wash cycle to begin at a different time, a later time. And I wanted it to start right now, right away. So I selected the delay option again so as to toggle it off, but to no avail. And soon I was pressing and holding and trying different combinations of press and holds, and finally went to the internet to find some DIY remedies. Once online, I found a lot of mentions of my brand, the frequently asked questions, all mentioning things that I had tried. Then I landed on a website that featured lots of Q&A about this dishwasher, and one of the questions seemed to match mine. While I'm trying to access it, there's this chat that keeps popping up, and I keep clicking it closed because I wanted to review that article. Well, finally, and with some irritation, I opted to enter the chat. And it told me there were three technicians online right now, and the tech's opening question for the chat was, "What's going on with your dishwasher?" Harmless enough, I thought. And as exasperated as I was, I typed my question or situation into the chat. Well, the chat engaged me, or the chat bot, even finally asking me, "Is there anything else you'd like to add before I connect you with the technician?" Well, I pressed the button to proceed, and boom, there I was on the alleged site of remedy. But first, I had to sign up, join, subscribe, pay a fee, and surely they'd be able to answer my inquiry. Now, of course, I could cancel at any time, etc. But I became mad, and I left that site immediately. I had been had. I had followed the bait. I was led down the garden path, and I was played. I was ployed, and now I was angry. As a business owner and somebody who provides services, I thought about the similarity of our need to attract clientele, our customer engagement needs. Method? Now that's way different, and I'm glad. My way may not look as slick. I don't have any corporate money to build engagement with chats or chat bots, but I can tell the truth. And that's all it takes, y'all, is truth, simplicity, and some integrity. I sorely doubted theirs. Business owners with service businesses, whether they're small or corporate, should give some thought about how they want to attract and engage their new customers. From the little guy to the big conglomerates, all would do well to first consider, to better consider the customer. They should focus on the need or the state of being that the person is bringing as they search for help. And then we should just alleviate the pain, fix their need. You know, business owners have choices about how their services are offered. Well, how about with some compassion, some dignity for the end user, or just offering simple and smart remedy? Have some ethics. But bait and switch? Patient advocates can't do that. In fact, I dare say we even know how to think that way. When you encounter my website and those of other advocates, we're explaining our services and how to engage us. Some will post their pricing right on the website. Some do not. And let me say a little more about that. You know, patient advocacy, ours is a custom service, and it's designed to be that way because every patient's different. Every circumstance is different. Loved ones, locations, all different. So we can learn more about your situation, assess it, and then determine a best course of action for you. Why would you believe that it's best? Because we're not in perpetual sales mode. We're in helping and solutions mode. I share with you that in my experience as a coach for advocates who are new or young in their business startup, many do struggle with anything that resembles hard sales and are at the beginning uncomfortable with pricing. We want to make sure our pricing is right or just or fair to all concerned. And dialogue along the lines of pricing can be uncomfortable for us in that most patient advocates have had little or no experience in the business or sales world. And then there are patient advocates whose challenge is to charge what they are worth. Thus, they underprice their tremendous value, the absolute and positive impact they can have on a patient's situation, and the benefits to their loved ones, too. In our innocent quest to help, we often admit to doing more off the clock than we should. It's a common problem, and I know this because I coach and guide folks as they learn to become business persons, all the while working at the top of their licenses, which is patient advocacy in its truest and most impactful form. The other thing you may see from patient advocates that could be misconstrued as bait and switch potential is the offering of a complimentary consultation or a discovery call of some sort. Often it's at no cost and no obligation. That offer should never be misconstrued as a come on, a dangling carrot, or an effort to get you on the phone and then somehow flip you over into expensive packages. You know, our MO is not to prey on pain. It is definitely and genuinely to see how we might assist. We offer a complimentary consultation to ensure that you are finding the right fit. Then it's an obligation to get you where you need to be. If we're not the right fit, then we'll help you get there. That fit is everything for you and for us. If there's any rush at all, it's because we regard inquiries as there's not a moment to lose. We know your situation is likely already in motion or you wouldn't be contacting us. Our responses will be immediate, but we're real. We're there, we're right with you, and we're willing to come alongside you and journey with you. A bit more about my complimentary consultation. I'm trying to build safety and security for you during the complimentary consultation. You'll hear me as we converse. You'll know I'm hearing you as we talk. You'll gain a sense of my style. You'll receive respect. And you can ask about my experience. I expect you to gauge my integrity. I'm aware all this is going on during our first call. In fact, I want it to. Now, it may be overkill, but did you know that I made a video about it? What is a complimentary consultation? I'm striving to build safety with no surprises. I want you to know what it'll be like, what I'm like, and you'll hear me proclaim on camera, that I will not sell you. And I mean that. No bait, no switch, just honesty. We patient advocates are frequently asked to quote, well, how long will it take to do this or that, or to effect the change or find resources or produce or enable an outcome that you're after? For example, find housing for mama. Now I have to prepare you that you may be able to gain a loose guesstimate. And from me, you'll likely receive an answer that more likely like, I can't tell you, I can't say. That for me is not backpedaling or being evasive. That reply most likely means it's impossible to predict. And here's why. It's much more likely that we are hearing this scenario for the first time, often from a third party. And I might add, let's just say that the ball is in motion. Then there's moving parts. You know, we're dealing with humans. We're a wily bunch. And many times the loved ones around them who will contribute to, or let's just say that the loved ones can often result in interesting or complex family dynamics, shall we say. There's factors beyond our control too, like how darn long it takes to get an appointment with a neurologist, or the availability, or even the length of the wait list for the housing that you may need or want, even if it's a rehab. We're not engaging you so as to bait and switch. Most of us don't even know what that is. And if we do, it's because it happened to us, but never by us. High pressure sales? Forget about it. We're off to the real deal. Solution. Intervention, mitigation, remedy. We don't care about sale or commission. Our wins are when we help you win. My mad today is about something that happened to me and something that I vow I'll never do to you. And I say we because every patient advocate that I know or have ever met will never use a bait and switch tactic to dangle carrots in front of you, to withhold solution and make you jump through a hoop to even find out about it. No, we're going to talk to you. I'm going to talk with you frankly, and I will, to the best of my transparent and honest and ethical ability, tell you what it'll take to get the outcome you're after. I'll use my experience to describe the possibilities, factors, the challenges, the speed bumps, things we can control and that we can't control. And that enables you to make the all-important informed decisions. No bait and switch here. Not me. Not today. I'm mad. If any of you want to get mad with me, I'm posting a transcript of that chat below the written blog segment on my website. Take a look. There you're going to read, and you'll also hear me now tell you my call to action, my invitation to you. It reads, Nancy Ruffner is a consulting patient advocate and speaker who helps patients and their loved ones navigate a complex healthcare system and the challenges that come with aging. She is all about options and solution and invites you to schedule a complimentary consultation toward engagement. Visit nancyruffner.com, Facebook, LinkedIn to learn more. It's that simple. Until next time, and yours in truth, I'm Nancy Ruffner. Bye, everybody.